This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he stands squarely behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan, despite the stunningly swift fall of the country to the Taliban, which was completed with a takeover of the national government on Sunday in Kabul. Mr. Biden said in remarks this afternoon, "After 20 years, I've learned that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces." But he admitted that U.S. officials did not anticipate how quickly the situation in Afghanistan would deteriorate with the exit of those U.S. forces. Biden defended his decision, blaming Afghan security forces for their losses to the Taliban. He said the United States could not give them the will to fight for their future. And he pledged that the United States would continue to speak up for human rights in Afghanistan, particularly the rights of women and girls under what is expected to be a hardline Islamic regime that will limit women's rights to education and to work. Television analysts have criticized the president for blaming other entities for the failure of the United States forces to leave Afghanistan in better shape than they found it. The Taliban had intensified attacks since the start of May, when U.S. and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops from Afghanistan. On Monday, seven people died at the international airport in Kabul after thousands of Afghans rushed onto the tarmac of Kabul's international airport in a desperate attempt to leave the country as it falls to Taliban rule. Some were so desperate they clung to an American military jet as it took off and plunged to their deaths. India says it will help members of Afghan's tiny Sikh and Hindu community to come to India. That's according to the Indian Foreign Ministry on Monday. And we have numerous other updates on the story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.